By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is reporting more than 1 million new cases of COVID-19 in just the first 10 days of November. The U.S. has recorded more than 10 million cases of COVID-19, the highest of any country in the world, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. On the same day that the U.S. recorded the spike, two U.S. drug companies announced developments in the fight against the virus. Pfizer announced that its experimental vaccine was 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. U.S. drug maker Eli Lilly and Canadian-based biotech firm AbCellera announced a new antibody drug. The antibody therapy is similar to one given to President Trump after he tested positive for COVID-19 early last month. The FDA has approved the antibody drug for 12 people and older, for people 12 and older, that is, who are at risk of developing a serious form of COVID-19. In Washington, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says if pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected, the U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer said that the vaccine has been developing was 90% effective. The news comes as the U.S. surpasses the 10 million total COVID-19 cases. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News. Chinese-owned short video sharing app TikTok said late Tuesday it had filed a petition in a U.S. appeals court challenging a Trump administration order set to take effect on Thursday. The August 14th order directed the app's owner, ByteDance, to divest TikTok within 90 days, which is Thursday. TikTok issued a statement saying, facing continual new requests and no clarity on whether their proposed solutions would be accepted, they requested the 30-day extension that is expressly permitted in the August order. U.S. Supreme Court justices on Tuesday signaled they are unlikely to strike down the Affordable Care Act in a legal challenge brought by the state of Texas and other Republican-led states and backed by President Trump's administration. In about a 2 hours of arguments by teleconference, Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Brett Kavanaugh both seemed skeptical of Republican arguments that all of the law must fall even if one provision known as the individual mandate is found to be unconstitutional. A House of Representatives attorney laid out the ramifications of striking down the entire law, saying there is just no way that Congress could have preferred an outcome that throws 23 million people off their insurance, ends protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and creates chaos in the healthcare sector. The case represents the latest Republican legal attack on the 2010 law, which was the signature domestic policy achievement of former President Barack Obama. Republicans also have failed in numerous efforts to repeal Obamacare in Congress, though Trump's administration has taken steps to hobble the law. The Canadian man charged with killing 10 people and the attempted murder of 16 in a 2018 van attack in Toronto told the court he should not be held criminally responsible as the five-week trial kicked off on Tuesday. The trial began with a reading of the agreed statement of facts, including that Alex Minassian's conversations with police detectives after he admitted guilt. The prosecutor told the court that psychological and psychiatric experts will be called to present evidence in that case. And Tropical Storm Etta continues to affect Cuba days after it was due to move off into the Florida Gulf and head north, sparing the island strong winds and heavy rain. But the storm dumped almost 2 feet of rain on the western tobacco-growing region, causing rivers to overflow and flooding fields. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.